Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
That the Lord has made, and we will
rejoice, and we will be glad in it. It's an exciting day. Why? Because we're alive, we're breathing, we're able to give God praise and glory. Even if we're able to lift our hands, if we're able to walk, we're able to talk, or even the blood that's filling out, running warm in our veins, we have a right to praise the Almighty God. We want you to know today and always that, you know, we must think and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. There is nothing too hard for God. We are so excited about our broadcast on today. God has given us a portion of this broadcast on this week and next week to touch on some things that's going to bless you, some things that you ought to call your neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Crossroads broadcast we'll be talking about physical illness. There are millions of people, for one reason or another, they have symptoms in their body. Everybody do not have the same thing, but yet we have an answer that God is able to move on your behalf. No matter what the doctors may say, God is able. We're never going to back down on God's word. So no matter what you may be going through today or experience today or experience in your life, you got to know that God is. He specializes in every area. And there are people that have experienced some horrific type of illness in their life. Well, today we have Dr. June Normill that's going to be coming, and she is going to speak with us today on the first part of physical illness. But let's go before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's go before the throne of grace. The Word of God tells us that man shall always pray and not to faint. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for allowing us once again to address and to come before thy people. We thank you, God, for the radio audience. Lord, no matter what city or state that they reside in, Lord, we ask you, God, to bless them. And God, even as the broadcast is proceeding on today, God, if they have any type of infirmities or any type of sickness in their bodies, God, we pray that they receive faith, and we pray that they will be healed, Lord God, through the Word of God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, and God, all you're going to do today. We thank you, God, for the enlightenment of your Word. Thank you, God, for the written Word. Thank you, God, for what June Normill is about to give the people today to enlighten them about sickness and diseases and why people are sick and some of the reasons why they are. Well, Father, we just say thank you right now, and we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You are listening to the Crossroads broadcast. We want you to know that we are professional Christian counselors. We specialize in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse, and neglect. Our today subject will be physical illness. We would like to welcome Dr. June Normill to the Crossroads broadcast. Dr. Normill.
Illness. And as we know, God has made the human body a remarkable organism. It consists of billions of cells, numerous chemicals, hundreds of muscles, miles of blood vessels, and a lot of variety of other organs. The body, it could grow. You could think about a newborn baby when it's first born, and you could see that baby being a size of a little infant. But as time and years progress, that child has grown, got taller, heavier, bigger, and we didn't see with our eyes. When did that take place? But we see as a result that the body has grown. The body can also heal itself. It's like if you were to get a scar, a sore on your leg or somewhere in your body, and you didn't use any antibiotic to cause it to be healed. But as time progressed, you see a scab growing over that sore, and that body healed itself. Your body, it could fight off diseases. It could adapt to temperature changes. When it's hot, cold, it automatically know how to get into that environment and cause a way for you to still be alive. And it can also survive a host of physical abuse. The body could take a lot of abuse physically, emotionally, that things that normally, even though it could be detrimental to you, but it's still, even the psalmist David in the Bible, in Psalms 139, he even said in the word that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So God created our physical body, but even in that, with the creation of our body that God has created, the body doesn't live forever. It doesn't last forever. Even in God creating it, the body was made and created from the dirt, from the ground, and that way it will go. But sometimes the body could be injured beyond repair. You could be in an accident and that it can't, a body part has suffered detrimentally and it can't be saved, and that part would have to be amputated from the other part of the body. And the body could even break down if you're not cared for. You could find yourself being overtasked mentally, emotionally, and physically, not getting a proper rest, and you can see your body breaking down on you, and it would stop on you if you don't take care of it right by putting too much pressure overextending it. And no matter how much in our mind that we want it to last, but if sooner or later it would break down you, that seems sometimes you may see a person that has fell out or they fainted for that. And also, the body just begins to wear out. It begins to do wear and tear because that's just the natural mechanism how God has designed the body. As we get older, as time progresses, our body deteriorates. You find ourselves that we could be one time or another in our lives, we had long, thick, long, beautiful hair. And then as time progressed, we may not have any hair. We see our hair start to fall out. Or we could see that our vision was once 20/20 sharp. And then as time progressed, our vision, it get dim. We can't see. And even our muscles and even our breath, our breathing, it could be shorter than it was normally. But when we are healthy, we don't think about those kind of things. We don't think about none of the physical problems. We just take our body for granted. We just think it'll always be there. And sometimes we may experience some kind of illness. It may not have to be nothing big, but something as simple as a cold or a flu, and they just temporarily stop us from our daily activities. You may just say you shut down from work for a bad cold, maybe like 7 days or 4 days. It stops, temporarily stops you from participating in activities of life. But when sickness and illness is more serious and it could be more painful and it lasts longer, we forced to recognize our own limitations with that. Physical suffering confronts us with the reality. It teaches us and it shows each of us that our body is destined to die. It let us know that our body has limitations to it. It's something it just can't do. And a lot of times, everybody, and very few people who have not experienced some kind of sickness or illness. I'm not going to say that everybody has. I don't know. But if it is, it got to be just a few because somebody had got some kind of sickness or some kind of illness. A sickness as far as you had a stomach ache, something like an earache or something. It don't have to be long-term, but sickness, it interferes with our activities and it slows us down, and it makes life more difficult. And then we started to ask hard questions. We started to ask unanswerable questions like, why me? Or why is this happening to me? But often the sickness is accompanied by anger, because sometimes people get angry when they're sick, and then it causes discouragement. Even sickness and illness can cause loneliness, hopelessness, and bitter, and even confusion. So even in our confusion, and we seek for answers and a solution to the illness or to that sickness, but we sometimes the answer is known, and sometimes we don't get the answer to and the cure to whatever is the problem. But it's always good to know what the Bible has to say about a certain situation that you would encounter life in life because it's there in the Bible. So we're going to see what the Bible has to say about physical illness. So in anything you've made contact in your life, go to the Bible first and see what the Bible has to say about it. So we see even starting from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament that sickness was an issue. Nobody was exempt for being sick. I'm just saying during the time of life, even during the days of Jesus, before Jesus' time, sickness had come on earth and was attracted to people. And I'll say simply because or before the fall, Adam and Eve in the garden, that's what brought sickness to the forefront of the world because it wasn't like that at the beginning when God created Adam. But because of sin, it introduced and invited sin to be part of people's lives. But we'll see that no one is exempt for, even if you're a Christian, no one is exempt for being sick, if you is a non-believer. But we'll see even Miriam, that's Moses' sister, she had leprosy. Then I was thinking about Naaman. He was a captain of an army. He had leprosy. Also, we could look at Nebuchadnezzar. And what he did, he was also creator of Babylon, Neo-Babylon. He was a great king of that. And also, he had a mental illness. And we could just think about David. Everybody know about David, the Psalms that he wrote. Anyway, also, his child died. And everybody have heard the song, the story of Job. And what Job did, he was got permission. God gave Satan permission just to test Job. And Job was had a illness, sickness from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. They're very detrimental. And because of that, his wife told Job, well, you might as well just go ahead on and die. You're going to be feeling like yourself. But Job, he had another thought. He had another response to his wife. He said, you don't sound like my wife. You sound foolish because he believed God. And he knew that it was a purpose and a reason for that. But then a lot of times, because of his situation, his friends thought that because of his sin, that's why he was sick. But we'll find out later on in the teaching that that's not always the reason. And the Bible talks about physical illness, and it gives us several conclusions that can be very helpful about sickness and physical illness. Number one is sickness is a part of life. It's few people, if not any, that go through life without experiencing any kind of sickness, even short-term or long-term. Sickness entered, like I said earlier, the human race as a result of the fall of Adam and Eve in the beginning of Genesis in the Bible. But the Bible, it makes no attempt, you know, to diagnose the category or either the systematic about the different types of sickness and illness and the mental illness. But what the Bible does do, it talks directly or even indirectly about certain illnesses and sicknesses such as alcoholism. It talks about blindness, boils, deafness, muteness, epilepsy, fevers, hemorrhaging, indigestion, infirmities, inflammation, insanity, that's mental illness, leprosy, palsy, speech impediments, and you know, and a lot of other illnesses. And every one of those illnesses that I did mention that is noted in the Bible, also things which we experience. It is implied that each of us use psychological as well as physical stresses, and all of them assume that sickness is expected as part of life as a physical stress. And all seem to assume that sickness is expected as a part of life in this world and all over this world. And everyone in every nation all over the world, over the whole continent, the continent take care of the whole aspect of the world. People experience physical illness and sickness for some way or some manner or not, whether it be as minor as a cold or stomach ache to a serious as an incurable disease. And number two, we must know that care, compassion, and healing are important for Christians. And it's important for everybody, but I'm focusing on more on the Christian. Let us know that's one of our duties. Because even when Jesus, when he was on the earth, he had compassion for people who were sick. He had love for them, and he had patience for them, and even the people who were needed. And even if you, as being a Christian, we being a Christian, something as simple as giving a drink of water was considered praiseworthy. And Jesus, he indicated that helping a sick person was the same as ministering to himself. So when we do a good deed and when we do show love and compassion towards somebody else, it's just like we doing it and showing Jesus. But believers are instructed to pray for the sick and to help them in practical ways. That's our duty, to pray for the sick. And that was Jesus. He also instructed his, and we being followers of Christ, we are Jesus' disciples, and that's what we do because that's what Jesus did. We're here to help the sick. We're here to pray for the sick. We're here to give them hope because Jesus Christ in us is the hope of glory. So the Christian, we have the responsibility to care for those who are not well. And number three, what it is, things that would be helpful to know about physical illness is sickness, sin, and faith are not necessarily related. And that's been, and that is a kind of deep topic that is talked about throughout the body of Christ and throughout the world. And people have different perspectives about it. But I'm going to bring a little clarity here concerning sickness, sin, and faith, saying that they are not necessarily related. So when Job, we talked about him a little earlier, about when God allowed Satan to test Job when he had put sin, I mean swords and all kind of sickness on him. The same Job I'm talking about now, when he lost his family and he lost his position and his health, he went through all that. That's a part of sickness and illness. And we talk about things that relate to that. He, through his time of trial, he had some friends. They meant well, but they was ineffective comforters. So they figured that because of Job's sin, that's why he was going through that. But all sickness doesn't ultimately come because of sin. Like I said, I know for sure it's noted and stated that for sure it's come from the fall of Adam and Eve at the beginning. But we know that the second Adam came, Jesus, we restored all that. But sometimes physical illness and personal sins are related. But we can't just conclude that individuals' cases of sickness are necessarily the result or because of a person's sin. Because I know for myself, and I'm quite sure you may know, and I know that people had great faith in God. People who have had healing and deliverance ministries that they themselves was gifted by God and that they was able to lay hands on other people and lay hands on people and see them recover and see God bless them and see God heal them. And even them being human themselves had a situation or a time when they had contracted illness or sickness, but somehow had to endure that sickness for a certain time or a certain season. And then that doesn't mean that that person didn't have faith, so we can't say that a person has illness because that person don't have faith. Because that person has sin, it's not like that necessarily. But what we can say conclusion of that for factual that God is sovereign. And a lot of things that happen, we have no control because even as God uses each and every one of us that we're talking about to heal, to use us as an instrument for someone to be healed, we are not the healer. We just the instrument. God does the healing. And by our mind being finite, we would never always come to the exact answer why that happened or why a person could pray or lay hands on an individual and God would heal that individual, but themselves cannot lay hands on themselves and they will be healed. But some things we will never be able to understand, but we know that's not always the case because even you talk about Paul in the Bible, he is a great man of God. He had great faith, but then he had a element, a thorn in the flesh, what the Bible called it, and it was some kind of condition that he was carrying on that he had consulted the God thrice, three times for that situation to leave him, but God did not relieve him from that. But God told him simply that my grace is sufficient for thee. So that goes to show you that it's not always because a person had like a face that is not them going to heal. But sick people are always not out the will of God or lacking the faith when it comes like that. So we can't say that and just pinpoint it. We can say that, but it's not pinpoint scripture, because I know a lot of men and women of God who love God, who have strong faith, and they believe in it, but they experience certain situations that it just don't come past. They just can't get through with it. God still, somehow, they have to go through with that illness. But God is able to heal. This, I can tell you that for a fact. God is able to heal. God is able to deliver. Amen. Another one is, sickness raised some difficult and crucial questions about suffering. And one is, you might hear it from time to time when people may have this question, pose this question. If God is good, why does he permit suffering? Or you might hear the term saying, if he is all-powerful, why does he doesn't stop suffering? Finite minds, all the answers I'm going to conclude and say to this is, in our finite mind, that's our natural mind, we will never completely comprehend the reason for suffering or why people be ill, why people be sick. But we do know that God is able to heal. We do know that God is able to deliver. And we do know that it's God's will for a person to be well. It's and prosper to be healthy, even if they so prosper. But why it doesn't take place, only God knows. But it is God's will for an individual to be heal and to be well, because God get no glory. I have to glorify God for a person to be suffering. And I'm going to just leave this little question, just make this statement, because we believers, and we do always say, and we make the statement that we want to do, we say, nevertheless, God, let your will be done. If we consider or feel that it's God's will for us to be sick or us to be have a disease, why do we go try to get help if we feel it's God's will for us to be sick or to be have a disease? If you feel it's God's will, you want to be in God's will, why are you trying to get help if you want to be in God's will? Because that's just a mind thing. You think that and saying that, but never think God wants to post any of us to be sick. I mean, he's not getting no glorification there. God's not a God, and God's a God of love, and God wants us to be blessed. God wants to be healed. But God didn't ever promise us that he wouldn't have in the spirit any kind of illness and sickness in this lifetime. But he did promise during this time of bereavement or grief or illness, but he promised us that he would never leave us, not forsake us. He'll be with us in that situation to take us through. But we would never back down. We would never say that God, if God will for us, you know, he don't want us healed. I mean, he don't want us to be free from illness, sickness, and disease. That's not fast, but God do want us to prosper, to be in health, in good health, even if our soul prospers. Amen. And a serious illness often raises issues of right to die. For that reason, it's not clearly understood why some people reach a time in their life and they let go, and they just die automatically. We have no knowledge of why they died, and they hadn't even been sick. And then they have time with individuals who have been sick, and they're sick, and they want to die, and can't die. And it just seems as though, like a person, you ever heard of a person that was attached to a loved one, and they've been married for so long, or they've been so close for so long, and then that person inspired, they trans world, they die, a better word for everybody, I know what I'm talking about, they die, and they leave that person. And that person, all of a sudden, not long after that, that person passed away also. It wasn't sick, and I've heard the term of people saying that they died from a broken heart. They died from loving that person. And it's also come with the different reasons and different ways and why people die, how people die. But we know that God knows all things concerning death. And we know God is not the author of suicide. when people consider want to get out of physical pain, they want themselves to die. They want to die near alcohol, and they also now have laws, and they have all kind of papers and agreements you could sign now to say you can have your life terminated. You know, you don't want to be on this machine, or you want to die by starvation, or things like that. But we know that Jesus came that we would have life and have life more abundantly. And I know God gave life to everyone. Alive, God gave life, and God honored life. And it's a thing that God, in a way, if a person want to commit suicide and because or whatever reason, but God is not the author of no one taking their own life. Even if they get to a point where they are physical distressed and they feel like they're in pain, but God knows everything, and God make the right decision about everything when it comes to that situation. Like sometimes a person may die and a person say, oh, God took my son, he killed my son or my daughter. No, God is not a murderer. God is a God of love. And then as we go, we find out through all of that, we find out what causes sickness. So what causes sickness and related problems to sickness? So we know that sickness comes from a variety of causes. It could cause because of contact with viruses and diseases, carrying plants or animals, things we can eat. You can eat food, and sometimes you get food poison, things that we eat in our body. It could be, it causes a sickness, could be because of a poor diet. We're not taking care of ourselves, not eating right and properly. A lack of exercises or good body care, that could cause sicknesses or related problems. And injuries, when you get injured, that could cause sickness. And hereditary defects, indigestion and harmful substance, things that we put in our body, say like drugs or poison, that cause us cause sicknesses in your body. And wearing out of the body organs and the contact with heat or cold, you know, just to name some of the most obvious things that can cause sickness. You know, you be out, not our body not covered right. It'd be too hot, too cold. The temperature of our body going in and out, the type could cause us to be, cause sickness. And also, sickness involves much more than a physical malfunction, the things I just told you about. It also brings a variety of psychological and spiritual reactions that you can take place that will cause you to experience illness. And one of a lot of times when people experience things such as experience of pain, and there are individuals' differences, you know, how people experience pain, you know, and how they respond to it depends on the individual and to the intensity and the duration of the pain, because pain is intense and brief. That doesn't, just like I say, you may go to the dentist. Now, that's the kind of pain that's different from the never-ending pain of somebody that may be experiencing cancer. It's different types of pain, different kind of problems that people experience. And the pain is understood and known to be short-term, like a headache. It's kind of different than a pain that is a long-lasting or undiagnosed. Such as is, they have different types of love. They also got different intense or different types of pain. When it comes down to experience pain or hurt, the physical hurt, you have an experience that a person that you may be feeling hurt within yourself from a person that who has passed away. The death pain is different from a relationship you may have been involved with someone, or a relationship that you love someone and y'all broke up, and that kind of like a heartbreak love. It's still pain, but it's different. And also that kind of pain is different from the physical hurt. They say that you was in an accident. That's different. And that's the same thing about the different kind of experience people do when they have pain. But some people feel a little pain even with a major illness. And some people even deny that pain, you know, that it even exists. And almost, and there sometimes people even enjoy pain. They got different people. It depends on the individual, have different ways and different things and different tendencies and different levels how they address and accept pain. But these differences may have biological causes, then they may have individual difference of pain tolerance. It depends on how the person's attitude is about pain. It also depends on how their culture is and their background. But these differences are not necessarily mean that they're good or bad. And the high ability to tolerate pain is no more a sign of strength or weakness. It's just a low of the tolerance. So we just have to know those different areas about that, the causes of it. And another cause of pain and the illness is we experience when we are submitted to strangers. That's how we deal with the pain. When we are sick enough to need medical treatment, we are expected to put our lives and body in the hands of strangers with whom we have no close personal ties with. And we don't know their competence, how much they know, how much they're aware of what they're doing. We go to the doctor, and we just lie there. And our life is in their hands, depending on what they do, what they say, what they give us. And that could be frightening and embarrassing. And also threaten, you know, to have a stranger, you know, manipulating and drugging us, operating on us, and removing parts of our body. That could be a situation that cause people, it could be a problem for people who have dealing with illness. And another one could be the fear of losing love and approval of and closeness to others. You know, because sickness separates us from friends and from customary routines, because a lot of times when people are hospitalized, you are separated from you, the people you are familiar with, your friends, your family, your coworkers, and in other words, you need the most time, the most needed time you need that. And if the sickness or illness leave one physically deformed, you know, it forces you to slow down or cause you to be in a situation that you have to depend on others. You know, it causes a person to be in fear that their loved one would no longer show love or respect because they don't see them in that situation when they was there. Now they feel like they could be like a handicap to that person, or a person to be a burden on someone, and it causes you a person to be experience those kind of things. And then a lot of times, when people in that situation, they don't even want to have visitors. They don't want people to see them in that situation, to see them in that they feel like they left. They suffered a thing here went down. Sometimes people prefer not even to see visitors while they're in the hospital and when they're in such a vulnerable situation. And then also, people could experience the cause of an illness. They will, and sickness, they will feel a sense of guilt and fear of punishment, because sickness or either accident, it often leads people to think that their suffering is punishment for a previous sin or failure. And same thing what happened with Job. His friends were thinking, and they had this mindset to think that, oh, he had to do something wrong. He had to do something bad. That's why he experiencing that. And sometimes people will just look at an individual like that when they're going through a time of sickness or physical illness or a hard time and things, and people say, oh, they got to be doing something bad. Ain't nobody go through any of that for nothing. But that's true. A lot of times, people experience a lot of things because of sickness. They have no idea, no clue why or when it's going to happen, what reason is it happening for. But when a person lying in bed for long hours wondering, you know, when or why, you know, it could be overwhelming, the feelings of guilt, and especially if there's no recovery, and they feel like that. But also fear can cause you to feel me feeling like, you know, they're in pain, and other further complications occur, such a confusion about the prognosis for recovery. Is it going to recover? How long will it be? You know, and it could bring hardship on the whole family and influence that when a person gets sick, it don't only affect that person who's experiencing the illness of that. It affects his whole family, it's affected by the awareness of it. And it turns out because they're changing the family routine as a result of the illness, it causes a financial hardship. That individual could have been very well bread when the other family that brought in the finance, it caused financial hardship, or their part that they played took a lot. And if that person even wasn't working, the person who was working, it would take a lot of their money to help with their illness to take care of them. And, you know, it takes time. People have a schedule of visitation for the hospital visits, and sometimes that could be fatigue, because a lot of times even your person is experiencing things like that, they still have to go on with their life. They still have to work. They have to make arrangement to have people to come in and babysit, find someone who's going to do the food, and, you know, to tie in with everybody else in the family. But we know that even in illness, God promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we just thank God for letting us know that there's nothing new under the sun. As God delivered and healed people back way when Jesus was on earth, that same Jesus, that same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, was abiding in us as individuals, God directing doctors, teaching, giving them knowledge, wisdom, understanding, the Holy Spirit. And God, his miraculous power is still healing people today. He's in the healing business. And that give us hope to know that Jesus Christ in us as believers is the hope of glory for others. And I'm going to leave you with that for today, what I have yet spoken. And next week we'll be talking about the effects of physical illness and the prevention of physical illness. And I thank you for listening. I pray that something that I have said has penetrated your heart, that will give you a new aspect and perspective about physical illness and what the Bible had to say about it and also the causes. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We would like to thank Dr. June Northmill for an awesome discussion on physical illness. And as we listen today, we were able to see how many people are suffering, have gone through certain illness in their life, but yet at the same time, that there is a key to every area of infirmities and sickness. And sometimes, as Dr. Norma discussed, sometimes people don't understand why, even as a Christian, why they suffer, why they get sick, and why some things happen in their life. But as you were listening to Dr. Norma, you were able to understand, in a sense, some that Christians, even Christians, go through sometimes infirmities in their bodies. She let you know that even as a person living sometimes that there are things that you may encounter. And she began to talk to us about some of the men of God, you know, that really loved God and had faith to believe God. And they, some of them, as Job, he had encounter with sickness, and God allowed him to go through some of the things that he had gone through. She named Paul. Paul was one of the others that also that had gone through some issues and things that he had gone through, knowing that this man was a upright man. Once he got saved, once he knew who he was in Christ and his relationship with Christ, he had profound outlook on the Word of God. And therefore, there was a lot that was brought out. You know, sometimes, as she indicated, you know, sometimes people count sickness or something that may be a Christian. They go through certain things in their life. It's not always because of the fact that they have sinned. No, when we see Job, when we see some of the other men of God, the things that they had encountered, we see it's not that they have sinned. And we see examples of people being born blind, people that were born lame, and all this was done for the glory of God. So we want you to continue to listen to Dr. Norma as she come back on next week so that you can be able to follow her as she again enlighten you on physical illness. And why don't you just take it a little further? Why don't you invite your friends, your neighbors, those employees, and let them know that we got an interesting topic. It's on the Crossroad broadcast. We have a licensed Christian counselor that are speaking on this week. And matter of fact, the broadcast consists of licensed, certified Christian counselor. So tune in, and we want you to know if there are some questions that you would like to have answered, you want to pose a question sometime after the speaker has finished, you have that opportunity to do so. So we want you to get ready on next week. You can call in 805-243-1363. That number to call in is 805-243-1363. At this time, we're getting ready to pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for today's broadcast. We thank you for our speaker on today. God, continually, God, to empower her, empower counselors, God, that you have given, not only on this broadcast, on Crossroad broadcast, but those that are playing a role and a part in schools, Father, at churches, different big businesses. God, I ask the Lord to lead, guide, and direct. And Father, we pray even more for more Christian counselors that will counsel your people according to the word of God. Father, we just pray even now for those that may can identify with some sickness or some infirmities, some diseases that they may have. I pray even now, send a word of healing to them even now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray, God, that you touch them from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. God, that include, God, whatever the enemy, whatever the doctor may have said to them. Father, if there's a sickness in their head, which consists of their brain, the lobes of their brain, Father God, that frontal lobe, Father, that occipital, that temporal part of the brain, whether it may be, Father, we pray even now that you would touch them, those that have schizophrenia, bipolar diseases, Father, we pray even now that that healing, God, will be manifested in that person's body. Whether God, no matter what we can, Father God, go into different areas of the body, but Lord, you are able to do this. God, whether God is in the cervical, anterior or posterior part of the cervical, Lord God, some kind of infirmity in the cervical area could be a gift, Lord God. Father God, I suffice there. But Father, we pray even now, healing be manifested. God, in the back, in that lumbar area, Father, we pray healing. God, that nerve, oh God, maybe a pinch on the nerve. Father God, you're able, Lord God, to touch that individual that has been tremendous pain. Lord, heal right now. That person has been going through, Father, that experiencing this pain, God, and it's very unbearable. Lord, I pray even now, God, that you will heal that person and cause that pain to stop immediately in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for touching the heart. God, so many people, Lord God, experiencing problems with their heart. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray healing. We pray healing to that heart and that you will cause that heart totally healed, that aorta, Lord God, those valves. Lord God, every area of the heart, God, cause that heart to be healed no matter what. The enemy has come against that individual and those persons, Lord God, that has infirmities in their, in the heart area, in the cardiac area. Father, I pray, God, even now that you have touched them, I bind in the name of Jesus and I come against all strokes, all heart attacks in Jesus' name. And Father, even with the brain, God, all aneurysm, God, I come against that in Jesus' name, either blood clot in the brain. God, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for touching them. Father God, no matter what part in the abdominal area, God, God, heal. Heal, God, even right now. You made it. You created it. And God, all over the body, every area, God, that the enemy have come, Father God, to attach himself to your people, I pray healing, divine healing, let it be manifested, Lord God, even right now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We once again would like to thank you for listening to the Crossroad broadcast with our speaker today, Dr. June Normill. And as the host of broadcast of Crossroad Broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Keep us in prayer, even as we pray for you, that more people will be able to know that God is God and that there is nothing too hard for God, no matter what they may be going through in their lives. Father, we realize, God, today we talk about physical illness, but God, so many other people have so many issues and things that are part of their life. So, Lord, you know what they need, and we thank you right now for blessing and for healing and for encouraging their heart on today. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We want you to tune in on next Monday at the very same time at 5 o'clock. And we've already given you some info that you can call in and ask questions if you so desire. I just listen. May God bless and keep you is our prayer. May his face continue to shine upon you. May you be blessed and you're going in as well as you're going out. In Jesus' name.